السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا فسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa, it seems that it was just a few minutes ago that we were sitting here making the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is how time is moving. Life, they say, is moving in the fast lane. They talk about people moving in the fast lane, but in reality life is moving in a very, very fast lane. Everything is like a dream. The days are just moving, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had predicted. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So at such a time when time is moving so fast, it is indeed extremely important and necessary that we should keep a tab on time. We should not allow the time to be wasted. We should occupy ourselves constructively. There is place for everything. There is place for enjoyment, there is place for laughter, there is place for eating and drinking, joking with family and friends. There's place for everything in Islam and Sharia. It's not so rigid and so hard and so fast that all the time you make nothing but zikr, or you keep reading Quran Sharif, or you keep reading some kitab. Then the person will get dehydrated. In fact, in these days, it's not even recommended that a person should make too much of zikr. Some people, they take these kitabs in which it says 10,000 times if you read this, then this is the barakat that you will get in your rizq and in your sustenance. And if you read this so many thousand times, then you will be protected from these type of difficulties and balas and musibats. And if you read this 10,000 times, then you will get a very beautiful partner in marriage. So now they start reading everything. Everything they start reading. Anything they see in the book, they start reading. Some people have printed kitabs of wazifas. So we have become, as one Buzruk says, wazif cheese. That's wazif cheese ban gaye the, wazifa hi wazifa. So Islam is not the name of just wazifas. Wazifas have also got its place. But because of our weakness, our mental weakness, our physical weakness, the times have changed. Our food does not have that kind of vitamins and energy left in it anymore. Our occupation is such that mentally we get tired and exhausted. Now if this person is going to be told, now read so many thousand this and so many thousand that, then we are preparing him for the Qabristan. Because what else is he going to do? After that he'll get dehydrated, then he will start talking all nonsense. Then we will think that this person has become a great majzoob now, and he has reached Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whereas he's gone off his head. And it's happening, because people are looking at those kitabs and reading. In these days, Allah ta'ala makes our islah through our children, our families, our friends, our neighbors. Allah ta'ala makes our islah. There's no need for so much of wazifas anymore to get to Allah ta'ala. Every home there's a problem. Somebody's got a problem from his wife's side, someone has got a problem from his father's and mother's sides, some mothers and fathers have got problem from their children's side, some have got problem from their family side. There's just nothing but problems and problems. Now if these problems are not what we call bought or purchased, or not brought upon ourselves willfully and intentionally, then they are a means of our islah. There are a means of our progress. Hazrat Maulana Mujaddid Millat Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, bas do lafzo ke andar tasawuf, کا خلاصہ بیان کر دیا, اختیاری اور غیر اختیاری. Now if these difficulties are not اختیاری, that means we haven't purposely created those kind of conditions in our homes which brings about this type of a backlash and adverse effects. And you understand very well what I mean. That if we haven't purposely created such kind of conditions, where the children begin to disobey us, where the wives begin to lose their love for us, where the husbands begin to lose their love for their wives, or the wives lose their love for the husbands, or the children lose their love for the parents, or where there's no respect for the senior in the family, for any kind of authority, for any kind of person of position, of honor, nothing, because the television has created a culture of that kind. Mm. So now that is what we term as ikhtiyari, that we purposely created that kind of culture in our homes. And so now if those troubles and problems are coming, then we must blame ourselves. But even in that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept a lesson. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His rahmat, He has created a condition where if this person is sensible, then it will make him return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and make an effort to change those conditions in the home. Because now he will realize that I am trying everything, nothing seems to be helping. I've got plenty of money, but it doesn't seem to be helping. There are so many people. They say, Maulana, what is my son short of? I've given him a good car. He's enjoying life. There's nothing short. Why does he disrespect me? Why does he disobey me? Or sometimes the wives say that, the husbands say that. There's so many things that happen. So when they see that nothing is really helping of the material things, because material things you can buy means of comfort, but you cannot buy comfort. You can buy means of rest and relaxation, but you cannot really relax. You can buy means for physical health and energy, but it's not necessary that you will get it. Because all those things have got to do with the qalb and the heart. And once the heart becomes restless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it restless, then outside conditions immediately affect that heart. And this person suffers depression, and then he tries everything, ta'weezes, this, that, but nothing really helps. Why? Because he has displeased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So do you think those ta'weezes are going to solve that problem? If Allah ta'ala has become displeased with a person, then who can resolve that person's problem except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? He has to please that Allah whom he has displeased to get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's assistance, his help, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. He has to please that Allah ta'ala. There's no other way out. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. So the hearts will never find satisfaction in anything else except the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. And remembrance means fulfilling those ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now the person doesn't want to change. He doesn't want to bring about any kind of change in his own life. He doesn't want to bring about any kind of change in his own home. And no government is interfering inside his house that you must have all these haram things. And no government is forcing him that you must sleep fajr time. But now he's not prepared to get up, he's not prepared to change, give up those evil and bad habits of drugs and drink and wine and women, but he wants to solve the problem with ta'weezes. So it's not going to solve. Yes, those who are pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it has come upon them as a test, then sometimes just one little wazifa also solves the problem. One little dua solves the problem. And if it doesn't solve the problem, then the person still has yaqeen in his heart that Allah ta'ala is going to give him something better in return. Oh, Allah Ta'ala has taught it for the hereafter. Oh, Allah Ta'ala is elevating his stages. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him comfort and solace inside the heart. Because that is where everything comes. Now at present, these lengthy wazifas are not required because every person is suffering some problem. He's got problems somewhere or the other in his life. And those problems are intended to bring him closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which was in fact the purpose for which we are told to make zikr. We make zikr so that we get connected with Allah Ta'ala. So all these difficulties, hardships, disasters, problems, they are intended to make us get connected with Allah Ta'ala, which in the past the people had to read lengthy wazifas to attain. They didn't have this kind of problems. So there is no question of despairing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy or rahmat. Conditions will come. This world is not a bed of roses. We have to go through the different trials in life. But that person whose heart is connected with Allah Ta'ala, and this is not a fantasy statement, it is not a fairy tale that people keep on talking about the awliya ikram and their connection with Allah Ta'ala, it's not fairy tale. It's a reality. We have seen in the lives of so many walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that how Allah Ta'ala in the most difficult of situations found a way out for them in their problems. Something that was unexpected. From sources hidden and unknown, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala provided. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the conditions of prosperity for them. Created the conditions of peace and happiness for them. Outwardly, even though those conditions may be of difficulty and hardship, the person stays steadfast, he doesn't waver. Istiqamat he has under all conditions. A great muhaddis, a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, a great alim, Hazrat Baba Farid Shakarganj Rahmatullah Ali, that just comes to mind now, that he said that I met 600 walis of Allah Ta'ala. Now in his travels, as he was traveling in one town, he must have met 203, in another town 203, like that, carried on. But he says 600 walis of Allah Ta'ala. Now a wali recognizes a wali. So he of that stage and caliber, so now he of the people that were in the town or village or city, so he recognized that this is a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. So he asked him, and he asked everybody the same four questions. Each and every one of these walis, he asked them the same four questions. He was the Khalifa of Hazrat Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah Alayh. So he says, the first question I asked is that who is the intelligent one? Now these are questions which are obvious, but in any case, the Quran Sharif has mentioned it, the Hadith Sharif has mentioned it. But he says, just in as we may term as in the examinations nowadays, they say one word answers. Students are writing examinations, so you have one section, they say one word answers. So he says, who is the intelligent person? Or in just one sentence. So he said, the intelligent person is he who has recognized his Malik. The intelligent person is he who has recognized his master, his creator. That is the intelligent person. If he hasn't recognized his Allah Ta'ala, then his degrees, his qualifications and his position in the cabinet or in parliament or in the government is immaterial. It has absolutely no worth in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That person, if he has got the degrees, qualifications, and then he still holds a high position, I mean he's holding a high position, and together with that he has recognized his Rabb in whichever department he is, then of course it's an added bonus. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. The great Khulafa'i Rashideen, they ruled over vast tracts of land and countries. So that is not the issue. The issue is that have they recognized the Creator? If they have, then they are intelligent. If they haven't, then we can keep on referring to them as the most intelligent person in the country, the most intelligent person in the world. But if he hasn't recognized his Creator, he hasn't recognized anything. So he says, everyone, each and every one of those 600 walis said the same thing. The person who hasn't recognized his Creator, then he is not intelligent. They may have said it in different words, but the essence was the same. He says, my second question to them, now on this we can keep speaking about the zikr majlis, so I want to do a little bit of zikr, but it came to mind, so why should we not discuss it? This is also a zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And this zikr, it is for purification of our hearts. We take lesson from there, and if we implement it, then it makes us connected with Allah Ta'ala. So recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what the Quran Sharif does throughout. It's making us recognize our Allah. Nevertheless, the second thing he says, I asked that who is a sensible person? The person who retains his senses. He doesn't lose his senses. As we say many a times, that you are talking nonsense. That means you're... Don't we say, what he's talking? He's talking nonsense. Nonsense means what? That the person has lost his senses. So who is the person who retains his senses? Or when the person is given chloroform, then we say he is unconscious. That means his senses are now not working. His sense of sight, touch, smell, all finished. Why? Because they have given him chloroform. So you say, who is that person who is sensible or retains his senses under all conditions? So all of them said that that person who does not become restless under whatever condition it may be, under conditions of adversity, the person does not become restless. He can have natural grief, natural sorrow, natural pain. Those things are all natural. But mentally, he knows that he's got a khaliq, he's got a malik, he's got a master towards whom he must turn, and everything is coming from there. So then, whatever condition, this person does not lose his senses. He retains it. The person retains it. Like for example, now in our country, hijacking, murders, killings. It has become so common that we do not know who is going to be next. So common it has become. Now at such a time, if the person says that now because there was a little bit of shake-up of my doors, or because there was a little bit of hold-up somewhere, or because they had stopped my car somewhere, or even if they had stolen a car, or if they had hijacked somebody, or even if they had beaten up somebody. Now we say, now because of that, finish now. The fear has entered our heart so much that we have lost all interest in food, in drink, in children, in education, in everything. Why? Because one incident of this nature took place in our family. Now this is what we mean, that this person is not a sensible person. Because these things are going to happen, whether we like it or not. We don't purposely tell a hijacker, but in these days some people do that purposely too, for insurance purposes. For insurance purposes now they do it purposely too. Now what do we do? Even our examples are failing now. We normally say the sensible person doesn't do that, but now what do we do? For insurance purposes. And sometimes the insurance claim they want to get from their own father or mother. They want to have them killed so that they can get their claim. Shariat made insurance haram, life insurance. There was great wisdom in it. How many fathers and mothers have been murdered just because they want the insurance policy? And it's true, it's not a story. So this person, under all conditions, he retains his senses. That means he tries to find way out, he adopts the means, he makes the tadbir, but he doesn't become restless and say, now what we must do, what else can we do? He rather just quit the country and pack up and go from here. Where are we going to go? And wherever we go, it is the same. Do you think we are going to be safe if bala is behind us, and if Allah Ta'ala has planned and decided that this person must be held up, this person must meet up with an accident, this person must be in a plane and the plane must crash and he must drown in the ocean. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has decided, by running away, can that solve our problem? Wherever we are going to go, the same thing is going to follow us there. We must change our amal, our actions, our deeds. Then Allah Ta'ala will give us that sukoon in the same country. Allah Ta'ala will give it to us. Yes, we keep making dua if Allah Ta'ala, out of His rahmat and mercy, opens the doors for us for Medina Sharif. Then we say, Ya Allah, take us there, because it's times of fitna and at least Dajjal is not going to be able to enter there. So there we make dua that Allah Ta'ala must take us there. But there too, if we are planning to go, our hearts must not be then in our country, whilst our bodies are there. Instead of that, it's better that our bodies are here and our hearts are there. If you are in Medina Sharif and committing sins, then you are not in Medina Sharif. And if you are in South Africa and you are making sunnat ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then you are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's what he says. The second thing is that all of them said the same thing. Third thing he says, I asked all the walis, 600 walis that I met. Everyone I asked them the same four questions. That who is a rich person? Each and every one said, 600 different places he met these walis, but he asked them the same four questions, and he says, everyone said, the rich person is the one who has got contentment of the heart. That is the ghani and maldar, who has got contentment. If he hasn't got contentment, then no matter what he has got, but he's not a honey. He will stay restless, all his life will stay restless. Laukana libni adam vadiyani min zahavi tabtaga salisoma. If he's got two valuefuls of gold also, he'll look for the third one. So there's nothing wrong again in expanding a business, improving a business, nothing wrong. But what we are saying is that the person must have qanaat, that he must be satisfied with the risk that Allah Ta'ala has given him within the Sharia limits. It must not take him onto haram, it must not be on the namaz times, it must not be interest borrowing and giving and all those kind of things. Now that's another subject. Then I say, ask everyone that question. So they said that the ghani and rich person is he who has got qanaat. Then he says, the fourth question that I posed to all the 600 walis, same question, is that who is the poor person? A gharib. Who is a gharib? Miskeen, poor. So that person is miskeen and poor who has got greed in him. Everyone said. They didn't say that person who's got 10 rand in his pocket, who's got nothing in at home to eat, or has got half a loaf of bread left or no slice of bread left. Those people are indeed really poor. But he says the real poor person is that person who is greedy. He's got hirs. Every person's thing that he looks at is, I wish I had that. I wish I had this kind of building. I wish I had that kind of car. I wish I had those kind of clothes. Look at that person, what kind of watch he has got. I wish I had that kind of watch. Look at that person, how everything he wants what somebody else has got. So this person will remain restless all his life. And he is the real poor person. Extremely poor. No matter how much he has got, but every time he's looking at the neighbor's car, that I've got this car, this model, and this person beat me. He brought a new one. So now finish. So now he will go and borrow, beg, do whatever it is, but he must go and get that. So that is that person that's gharib. He's got hirs in him. He's got greed in him. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me also with those sifat, with those qualities, with those attributes, which gets one connected with Allah ta'ala and which makes one a wali of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala must give us his recognition. Allah ta'ala must give us what we may term as ma'rifat of his.
Ameen.
And Allah Ta'ala must keep our senses salamat.
Ameen.
And Allah Ta'ala must give us qana'at.
Ameen.
Contentment. Ameen. And Allah Ta'ala must protect us from greed.
Ameen.
And all the other evils. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Where's the other one? I'm looking for that majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahein sab mere irade. Again the same thing, that, oh Allah, how can I ever do anything if you don't give me the tawfiq? Everything is with your tawfiq. Bohat dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bohat dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hu rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hu tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon once again for the benefit of my young friends here oh Allah Everyone seems to have boarded and they are flying high, they are soaring in the skies, in your talab, in seeking you. The only one like a speck of dust on the ground is myself.
Allah.
I don't even have the talab to reach you, to get you in my life, to find you. Yet knowing that you are the one in whose hands my life lies, my health lies, my sight lies, my hearing and speech lies. But I'm like the speck of dust on the ground, being trampled all the time. Not interested in taking off the ground. In your garden, O my beloved Allah, everyone is a flower. O Allah, In your garden, everyone is a flower. I am the only thorn. Oh Allah, make me a flower too.
Amen.
We must always think that we are the thorns, others are flowers. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں This is not the English word کھا رہا میں بیکار does not mean I stayed without a car all my life Ya Allah now give me one car so that I can keep myself occupied all the time in that car It means oh Allah I remain an absolutely useless person not doing any activity of deen, no zikr, no tilawat, no ibadat. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar. But oh Allah, now I want to change that condition of mine. Change that condition of mine, oh Allah. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de.
Amen.
ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. O Allah, you know how dirty and filthy my condition is. I can hide the filthy condition of my heart from the entire mankind. I can't hide it from you, O Allah. What filth I carry in my heart. Malice, greed, pride, arrogance, jealousy. What we don't have in our hearts. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, rowa rowa baal baal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, rowa rowa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Wallah, these are the last days of my life. Every day's newspaper you read, sudden death, earthquakes, crashes, bashes, smashes, murders, killings, sudden deaths. So these are the last days of our life. We don't know when we are going to be in that list of the dead ones. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو, تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو, تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو. رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت, بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ اللہ اللہ. کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا میرا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ۔ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ۔ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ۔ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے، سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے۔ غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے۔ پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے۔ ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ۔ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم۔ اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين۔ يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث۔
اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر، او بھائی بلاول اللہ، او بھائی رحیم اللہ، او بھائی رحیم اللہ، او بھائی کریم اللہ، او بھائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ، او بھائی کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ، او بھائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ، فور گیونگ ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یا اللہ، وی ہیو گیدرڈ فار نو ادر پرپز. Ya Allah, we made your zikr. Ya Allah, your name is so great. As great is your name, O Allah, forgive us. O my beloved Allah, we acknowledge, indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, everyone has taken off. We are like the speck of dust on the ground. O my beloved Allah, you know what a filthy, dirty condition our heart is in. Ya Allah, all our life we have spent in nothing but disobedience to you. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You dearly love the forgiveness of sins. You want us to turn towards you. Ya Allah, your doors of maghfirat are open at all times. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore you attach these begging bowls to our bodies, so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, every word of ours you are listening. Ya Allah, you are seeing each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you know, my beloved Allah, what is in our hearts. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Ay mere Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, ہم بدکار ہیں، ہم خطا کار ہیں، ہم سب کچھ ہیں، بندے مگر تیرے ہیں. او مائی اللہ، وی مے بی دا موسٹ سنفل ونز آن ارتھ، یا اللہ، بٹ وی آر یور سروینٹس، ویئر ڈو وی گو؟ دیر از نو ون فار اس بیسائڈ یو. اے میرے بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، دیر از نو ون فار اس بیسائڈ یو. اف یو ہیو ٹو ٹرن اوے یور گلانس آف رحمت اینڈ مرسی فرام اس، دین او اللہ، وی ول فیس نتھنگ بٹ ڈسٹرکشن. Ya Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat because of our sins. Ya Allah, you have turned away your glance of rahmat from the ummah because of our sins. Oh my Allah, we are begging, we are pleading to you. Don't look at our sins. Ya Allah, look at my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tears that flowed for this ummah. Look at the blood of his which oozed for the sake of his ummah, and forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we do not wish to be of those who justify their sins. Ya Allah, we wish to be of those who acknowledge and confess before you that indeed we are the sinful ones. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You hear everything that we speak. You know every movement of ours. There is nothing that is hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, we are afraid of our neighbors watching us. We are afraid of our parents catching us. Ya Allah, we are afraid of our friends coming to know our misdeeds. Oh my Allah, we are afraid of even our wives coming to know what sinful actions we are involved in. But oh Allah, the only one we are not ashamed of and the only one we have no fear of is you. Yet oh Allah, you are watching everything. Our life is in your hands. Ya Allah, you can extract the soul any moment. Ya Allah, we do not know how much of minutes or seconds or years are left. Ya Allah, we are continuing with our sins as if we are going to be living for another 100 years. But oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. You dearly love forgiveness. There is no one else who is more forgiving than you. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, just one glance of rahmat is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, let us be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Let us be drenched in the rains of forgiveness. Ya Allah, wash clean our heart of all the impurities. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of all impurities. Ya Allah, forgive our sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you one day. We have to proceed in the direction of the grave. Oh my Allah, alam-e barzakh is definite. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't know when it is going to come. Oh my beloved Allah, before the time of death, Ya Allah, before the time of departure from this world, give us the tawfiq to take the ghusl of tawbah. Oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq to take the bath of tawbah before the waters are poured over our dead bodies. Oh Allah, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies. Mere Allah, موت سے پہلے پہلے ہمیں غسل توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ, we are extremely weak but you are powerful, you are almighty. Oh Allah, there is nothing that is beyond your means. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Overlook the faults and shortcomings of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction in our lives. Oh my Allah, bless us with qanaat. Ya Allah, bless us with istighna. Ya Allah, bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Distance us from our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to tempt us into sin, and then those sins drag us down the gutters. Oh Allah, they bring so much of embarrassment, shame and disgrace and humiliation upon the person. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from evil temptations. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing that which you have ordered, and distance us from all that which you have prohibited. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my kareem Allah, we cannot take sickness, illness, weakness. We cannot take any pain in our body. Oh my Allah, even if it is in the form of rahmat, Ya Allah, change this rahmat of ill health to that rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, bless us all with forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, do not punish us in this world. Don't send your azab, O my Allah, because of our sins. But Allah, we know that now we have indulged in so much of sins. Ya Allah, we are indulging in so much of haram and so much of disobedience. Ya Allah, the ummah is engaging in so much of disobedience that we know that if you have to order the earth to open up and swallow us, then we are going to be justified. Ya Allah, you are going to be justified, and we are deserving of that punishment. Ya Allah, if you send the gale force winds against us, we know we are deserving. But oh Allah, you don't like to punish. Oh my beloved Allah, you don't like to punish. Ya Allah, if it was your desire just to send us to hell, then you would not have sent the Anbiya-e-Kiram. You would not have revealed the Holy Quran Sharif. You would not have sent guides for us, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you want us to go to Jannat. Ya Allah, therefore forgive each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, even though we are deserving of your azab, but remove your azab and send down your rahmat. Ey mere pyare khuda, you are the same Allah that was in Uhud, in Badr, in Khandaq, in Fatah Makkah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the trials and the hardships of the Muslim Ummah, especially in Palestine. Oh my beloved Allah, with gunships they fire, oh my Allah. Children, women, old, weak, mere pyare Allah, kab tak ye zulm daate rahenge? Ya Allah, protect the ummah from the zulm of the Yahudis, from the kuffar and the mushrikeen. Oh my Allah, have mercy on the mujahideen of Afghanistan, on the mujahideen of Palestine, on the mujahideen of Kashmir, of India and all parts of the world. اے اللہ پوری امت مسلمہ پر رحم فرما, کرم فرما. یا اللہ assist and help the ummah, don't look at the weakness of the ummah. یا اللہ give hidayat to the enemies of Islam, give hidayat to the enemies of the Muslims, bless them with iman and bless them with yaqeen. But oh Allah, if hidayat is not in their muqaddar in because of their obstinacy, oh Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are going to create problems for the ummah, that they are going to bombard the ummah, that they are going to throw their missiles and bombs on the Mere Allah, then you shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud, shake the ground beneath their feet, cause their planes to crash in the mountains. Oh my Allah, just as you send the Ababil and you destroyed their army of Abraha, destroy the armies of the enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, create division and disunity among their ranks. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, unite the parents and children, unite brothers and sisters, unite family members, unite the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless them with plenty of risk and remove their difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are unemployed, give them employment. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are suffering poverty, give them richness and wealth. Oh Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are without iman, bless them with iman and Islam. Those whom you have given Islam and iman, give them istiqamat on thee. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat and steadfastness on thee. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan tempt us so easily today. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from the fitnas which are lashing at us from all sides. Ya Allah, we are being lashed by fitnas from in front of us, fitnas behind us, fitnas from right and left, and fitnas pouring from the satellite. Oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Mere Mawla, ab to hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, bless us all with peace, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives, with tranquility in our hearts, with serenity and joy. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of sacrifices he made for us, how much of his blood oozed for this ummah, how much tears he shed for this ummah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. Hishaam ibn Abi Talib, oh my Allah, they reach such conditions that they have to chew the leaves of trees for survival. And yet he was your masoom, sinless, beloved prophet. But oh Allah, what sacrifices for the ummah. Ya Allah, he stands whole night, his feet swells. When he goes in sajda, intestines of animals on his back. Ya Allah, he stowed in Taif, his shoes get filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, how many of his family members sacrificed their lives for this? How much of the Sahaba-i-Kiram made sacrifices for the deen? Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to appreciate these sacrifices. Ya Allah, don't cause any embarrassment to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah in front of all the other ummatis because of our sins. Ya Allah, that Nabi who sacrificed everything for us, Ya Allah, we are so disobedient to him, so disobedient to you. Ya Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment to him. Because a person will die in the condition that he lived, and he will rise in the condition that he died. Ya Allah, if he died watching the television, then he will rise like that. And if he died committing adultery, he will rise like that. And if he died committing fraud, he will rise like that. Oh my Allah, in whatever sinful life he died, that is how he is going to rise. And then the ummatis of all other nabis are going to see, my beloved Allah, don't cause any embarrassment to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Oh Allah, the fitnas have reached Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Tayyibah. Oh my beloved Allah, those two cities which were so peaceful, so peaceful. Oh my Allah, because of the filth that we have entered into those Mubarak cities via the television and the filthy magazines and all the haram. Ya Allah, the peace and security that was there is also disappearing. Oh my beloved Allah, give hidayat to the rulers of those countries to ban all those filthy literature and the filthy programs on the television screens, and to rid those country, the country of all haram. Oh Allah, send down your mercy. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, resting place is Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, protect those places from the fitnas and the mischief of the times. Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma. Ya Allah, just a few meters away from the resting place of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the worst of and filthiest of films can be seen on the television in the hotels. Ya Allah, when we go for umrahs, we completely forget where we are. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to respect those mubarak places. Allah, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma, hamari masajid ki hifazat farma, khankao ki hifazat farma, tabligh wa dawat ki mehnat ki hifazat farma, jitne bhi deen ke kaam ho rahe sab ki hifazat farma. Give us the best, O Allah, of this world and the akhirah. Those students of ours who are writing examinations, give them success in their examination. O Allah, protect them from the fitnas that are at the schools and colleges and universities in Darul Uloom. O my beloved Allah, protect them from all the fitnas. Ya Allah, make them assets for our community. Bless them with akhlaq and with amal salih. O my beloved Allah, bless them with the best of akhlaq. O my beloved Allah, those who are searching for good marriage partners, bless them with good partners. Those who will be an assistant to their deen. Ya Allah, protect them from any kind of mischief. O my beloved Allah, Rasul Paak, all his life he made du'as for us. All his life he cried for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters.